for just one day a year. In each of the past 25 Septembers, volunteers across the country and around the world have combed their local beaches, collecting and disposing of literally tons of trash.
They don't just pick it up, they record what they find. We have compiled all their data, and we can tell you that we've found now 145 million pounds of trash. Pretty much, you name it, we found it on the beach.
Matt Tining is Vice President for External Affairs for the Ocean Conservancy, the international group that organizes the annual beach cleanup effort. He calls their collections a yearly snapshot of the debris that can be found around the global waterfront every day of any year. The Conservancy recently compiled and released some cumulative totals from the past quarter century of their snapshots. It turns out that the most collected item is also one of the smallest, although they certainly do add up.
We found 53 million cigarette butts over the last 25 years. That's enough to fill about 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools, if you can imagine that.
As for the rest of the top 10...
food wrappers and containers come in at number 2, caps and lids at 3. Number 4 is cups, plates, forks, knives and spoons. In the last 25 years, we found enough of them to have 2 million people sit down to a picnic. Beverage bottles comes in at number 5, plastic bottles, plastic bags at 6, and glass bottles at 7, beverage cans at 8, straws at number 9, and rope at 10.
All that accounts for about 80% of what's collected, Tining says. What's in the remaining fifth?
We found enough appliances over the last 25 years to fill 32,000 dump trucks. People who've somehow managed to get their refrigerator or their dishwasher out onto the beach or into the ocean. We've also found diapers, in fact, enough diapers over the last 25 years to put one on every child born in the United Kingdom last year. We found toilet seats, we found tires, enough to cover 5,500 cars.
Appalling as that is, the consequences of all this rubbish extend well beyond aesthetics.
These items don't necessarily just end up as an eyesore. They do far more damage than that. It really does affect marine wildlife. You have sea turtles who might mistake a plastic bag for a jellyfish and end up entangled. You also find that those plastics break down over time and that microplastics, small pieces of plastic, end up in the ocean where they can do a lot of damage to marine wildlife.
But as Tining notes, the ocean is downstream from everywhere, and most of this garbage originates upstream.
We think probably 60 to 80% of the items we find come from land. That really highlights that we've all got a role to play in fixing this problem. If you don't dispose of trash responsibly, it can end up in the ocean. Similarly, if we all have a role to play in reducing the amount of items we use, choosing a reusable bottle rather than a disposable one, choosing a reusable bag.
The next coastal cleanup day is about 6 months off on September 17th. But Tining says a far greater benefit would result if more people would reduce, remove, or reinvent uses for their waste items on the other 364 days of the year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.